This is Cumulus Cares, a public service announcement from Cumulus Media and this radio station.
Good morning and thanks for listening to Cumulus Cares. I'm Kim Zandi, and we're talking today with Stephen Porter, president of the Association of Rhode Island Authors. This might end up being my favorite interview of all time. I'm a humongous reader, love meeting authors, my nephew same way.
Oh, that's great to hear. And thank you for having me in.
Absolutely. So the Association of Rhode Island Authors is presenting their second annual Rhode Island Authors Expo Saturday, the 8th of November from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And it's free. Let's just get that out of the way right there.
It is free.
That is awesome. Great sponsors, I'm sure.
We are. We are supported by a number of great organizations, including Wakefield Books and the Rhode Island Center for the Book, the Independent Publishers of New England. It's going to be a terrific day.
All right, so tell me a little about the event. Is it for everyone, just for kids, just for adults?
It is for everyone. We have over 100 authors, all Rhode Islanders.
Wow.
All published, who will be selling and signing books all day long. And we'll have a little bit of everything for everyone. We have fiction and biography and history, a lot of children's books, a little bit of poetry. You name it. We have authors in our state who have written pretty much everything.
I did not know Diary of a Wimpy Kid. What? He's from Rhode Island?
I'm not sure he lives in Rhode Island. He might be from Massachusetts.
Okay, but he's from Southern New England.
He is a Southern New England guy.
Love
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
So we can buy books. We can get them autographed. Is it okay if we already have a book we want autographed to bring it in?
If you happen to own a book by one of these authors, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And let's talk about where is the event.
The event is at the West Warwick Civic Center, which is geographically dead center of the state.
Okay.
So no one has an excuse. I know everybody's from Rhode Island and no one likes to drive more than, 3.5 miles. But it's in the middle of the state, so it's convenient to everyone.
It's right next to the high school in West Warwick.
Right next to West Warwick High School. That's right.
So what do you hope? Oh, you're putting on an event. And I mean, I'm a huge reader. And as I said, I love to read with my nephew. A lot of times we'll go to the library and get the same book at the same time. But, reading is one of those things. I think you either love it or you don't like it at all.
It's a very personal thing. And I think that once people start to read, they continue to read. I think for a lot of folks, it's easier to watch TV. It's easier to do other things. And once you sit down with the book for the first time, you're hooked on reading. If you like to read and you like great stories and you like it, to me, there's nothing like it. And when you cross the line and then start writing, it's even better.
The one of the big movements that went on was before, when, let's say, I was younger, you had to read, quote unquote, quality books usually assigned to you from school. And now they're saying, let kids read whatever they want, whether it's a graphic novel, a magazine, it all counts as reading. What side do you fall on?
Oh, read every way you can possibly read. And there's even a lot of controversy in the publishing industry now with ebooks and people who can read books in other formats other than paper and a traditional book. Reading is reading. Stories are stories. A great book is a great book no matter what format it's on. And the more that people read, and the more, especially kids, the more that they read and the more that they write. I come from an era where we didn't write. We had television, but we didn't have computers yet. My parents and grandparents, if they had trouble with their electric bill, they'd write a little letter to the electric company. We don't live in that era now. But the kids today, if they have trouble with their electric bill, they can send a text. They can send an email. So they are writing. We kind of skipped a generation. So writing is good. Every kind of writing is good.
How about spell check? Give me that, because Aaron, not a good speller. Uses spell check. He's like, I don't need to be a good speller because I have spell check. How do I get him out of that?
Well, when writing, the way I look at writing is it's storytelling. If you can tell a compelling story, and it could be a business book or story, it could be fiction. You could be talking about something that happened in history. If you're telling a good story, it's compelling. And you know what? Spelling and grammar can be fixed. But the story, the element of the story that captures your imagination can't be fixed. That's where the talent comes in, and that's where the practice comes in.
So I need to lighten up.
I'd let them go, yeah. Right.
All right.
Fix the mistakes later.
Once again, we're talking about the second annual Rhode Island Authors Expo, Saturday, November 8th. Starts at 10 a.m., ends at 3 p.m. Over 100 authors will be there. So we already talked Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Let's talk about some of the other special guests that will be in attendance.
We have a number of guests in attendance, including Bruce DeSilva, who's an award-winning mystery author, who's written Providence Rag.
Nice.
We'll have Mark Ellis. Many people remember Mark as James Axler from the 70s and 80s, who wrote a long series of books. lives in Newport. He'll be joining us, as will the award-winning children's author Peter Mandel.
Very nice.
And now as we're coming out of an election cycle, I think everybody might have noticed, Phil West has his new book, Secrets and Scandals. Phil was the executive director for Common Cause here in Rhode Island. He's got a book on the secrets and scandals in Rhode Island politics. And we have a couple of romance authors. New York Times bestselling author Annette Blair will be with us. And just dozens and dozens and dozens of others.
And there's something for everyone. Just like you said, there's history, there's biographies and memoirs and all that.
Exactly. We have a lot of children's authors, too, including Peter Mandel, who has got some terrific books, and some local artists who now are starting to put together a lot of their own books. Seth McCombs comes to mind in his old salty dog story, which you gotta see it to believe it.
Refreshments as well.
We've got some, we do have some raffle items, some special things we're giving away.
Cool.
We have all the traditional stuff you'd expect at a raffle table, but we're also giving away a Kindle, an ebook reader.
Beautiful.
That will be loaded with books from Rhode Island authors. And again, a little bit of everything. We've got some politics and some fiction and all kinds of different ebooks. So an opportunity to win dozens and dozens of books on your e-reader all at one time.
So obviously the event itself is going to be huge this Saturday, but tell me about the Association of Rhode Island Authors. Do you do other events through the year? I'm not even sure, so there's a bunch of authors from either Southern New England or Rhode Island in particular. So what do you guys do?
Oh, how we founded our organization is a great story, because I had written a book and I had some modest success and started to market it, was invited to do presentations all over New England, and I was reading in Boston and in New York and other places, and really enjoying the process. And then I kind of started talking to my local libraries, and one of them said, well, you're a local author. We don't work with people like you.
Ooh.
And I started to talk to other authors and realized there was a gap that people didn't realize how many authors and writers we had in this state. But there was also no organization that helped promote that and let people know. So six of us founded this association. And we're just over 3 years old, and we currently can absolutely guarantee you we have 133 published authors who are all Rhode Islanders as members.
Wow. Now, why do you think the libraries didn't want to work with someone who was a local author?
I think part of it is there are just so many of us, and we're individually like our own little companies. We write for 20 years, then walk around with this book expecting everyone to jump at it. Part of the fault was our own, a lot of folks who don't understand how the industry and marketing and publishing and bookselling works. But part of it was just an awareness. People didn't know. And I think just like that kind of old Rhode Island malaise, if it's a local thing, it can't be that good. The other states have better stuff. And we wanted to say, the writers in this state are not only good, they belong on the same pedestal as the performing arts in Rhode Island and the visual arts and the music scene and even the restaurants. And we need to take our place as writers among that group. And one of the things we're going to do to show that, improve that, is things at this expo.
Now, the thing is, not that all Rhode Island authors are going to set their books in Rhode Island, but I'm sure occasionally stories will pop up where you might recognize a location. There's nothing more fun than either reading a book or watching TV, and you can recognize either they mention you by name, your town, or locations.
You can't help when you're writing to write about what you know. So when you're from Rhode Island, so many of our books touch on small parts of the state. My second novel, which is called Manasses, which means Island of the Little God, is based on the history of Block Island.
Ooh.
Heather Rigney, a debut novelist, has just put out a book called Waking the Merrow, which is somewhat of a dark horror-type novel that covers the mermaids of Narragansett Bay.
Ooh, perfect
so
for this time of year.
Lots of little things and tidbits from even just general settings, towns like Woonsocket and Westerly and Warwick all pop up from time to time in these books.
Now, say I'm an aspiring author, but I really haven't done much. I don't even know if my stuff is any good. Can I come to the expo and maybe show my work to someone? Are they doing workshops or anything like that?
We're not doing workshops, but it's entirely a book selling opportunity.
Okay.
We want to get these books into people's hands. However, you still should come because these are the people who have done it. And if you are an aspiring author and you are a writer and you want to get this done, this is the place to come learn how it was done. The industry is changing. There are all different kinds of publishing options out there right now.
Self-publishing is becoming huge.
It is. And not only is even under the umbrella of self-publishing, there are dozens of options. It's not so simple anymore. So you really need to do your homework and if you're going to write. But rule one is writer's write. So you got to get that pen to paper.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the event. Again, it's the second annual Rhode Island Authors Expo, presented by the Association of Rhode Island Authors. Saturday, November 8th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the West Warwick Civic Center. Best part about it is it's free. I love that you guys want to give access to everyone for something like this, and it's not going to cost us an arm and a leg.
We want you to come in free, and what we want you to do is just walk from table to table, because we see the wow moments. You see it in people's eyes.
Of course.
Wow, this one's good. And then they go to the next table and say, wow, this one's good too. And then they look over and there's 98 more tables to go. There really are some amazing books. And people
awesome.
Who like to read and like books are going to have a fantastic time.
Great. Stephen Porter from the Association of Rhode Island Authors. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you again for having me. It's been fun.
And thank you for listening to Cumulus Cares.
Join us again next weekend for another public service announcement on this station. And remember, Cumulus Cares.